start this afternoon edition with Patience Wingo, the main points. President Paul Biya vows to end security crisis and urges armed groups to lay down arms and embrace peace. Minister of Territorial Administration Paul Atanganji holds separate audiences with Apostolic Nuncio and diplomats from the US, Canada and Great Britain to discuss key national issues. And in sports, CRTV holds exchange forum to evaluate 2024 sports and entertainment content and set the stage for more diverse and ambitious programs in 2025. Those are the headlines, but first, the news bulletin.
The bulletin with Moki Edwin Kinzaka. Cameroon's defense and security forces have been exhorted to step up efforts in reducing Boko Haram terrorism in the far north region and exactions by separatist groups that continue to make life unbearable for many people in the northwest and southwest regions. President Paul Biya, during his 2025 State of the Nation's address, said security, which is a prerequisite for economic and social progress, has been and remains his core priority. The president regretted that Cameroon continues to face cowardly attacks from terrorists and assured Cameroonians that all is being done to assure lasting peace. The head of state noted that reconstruction efforts are progressing in the northwest and southwest regions despite atrocities committed by some armed gangs which continue to target mostly civilian populations. Yes. The Apostolic Nuncio to Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea, His Excellency José Avelino Batecout, has saluted the excellence of relations between the Vatican and Cameroon. He was speaking shortly after an in-camera audience granted him by the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atanganji. The audience, described as routine by both personalities, permitted the officials to review developments between the two states and activities of the year. The minister also received in audience the ambassador of the United States and diplomats from Canada and the United Kingdom to Cameroon. Villagers in Mayo Denai Division of the Far North Region are complaining of the destruction of their farmlands and houses by wild elephants and calling on the government to help. This week, several hundred farmers in Kalfu blocked roads, calling on the government to kill the animals and spare their lives and farm plantations from destruction. Last evening, the government of Cameroon said it had authorized the killing of one of the pachydermes, although it falls under the category of protected species. Human wildlife conflict remains a major conservation concern in Cameroon, with regular reports of attacks on plantations and villages. Cameroonian-born doctor and endocrinologist Professor Eugene Sobgui has been honored with membership in the prestigious France National Academy of Medicine. The professor, who has supervised over 130 academic theses and 12 PhD dissertations across the globe, began his career as a general practitioner at the Yaoundé University Teaching Hospital before taking academic roles in Paris and England, where he taught from 2003 to 2013. Politicians, especially supporters of the Social Democratic Front, have been mourning Honorable Fonso Peter Cho, popularly known as PC Fonso, former Member of Parliament for the Momo constituency, who died recently at the Mbingo Baptist Hospital. Honorable PC Fonso was lawmaker at Cameroon's National Assembly from 1997 to 2013. The SDF MP also served as the lawmaking body as president of the Provisionary Bureau between 2007 and 2013. The Minister of Public Service and Administrative Reform, who is also chairman of the Joint Ministerial Committee in charge of assisting the service provider, monitoring and supervising the project to implement the personal and payroll management application software, hereby informs state workers of the change in the format of their service numbers. The aim of this change is to harmonize the two current service number formats into a single one while resolving the problem of overuse of their ranges and preserving the same generation algorithm. The new wider range of service numbers has the advantage of covering existing and future state workers for a minimum period of 50 years. As a result, with the new structure, service numbers that begin with a digit and end with a letter will now begin with zero, followed by the six digits of the previous service number and end with the same letter without the initial hyphen. Service numbers beginning with the letter will now be preceded by the number one, followed by the six digits of the previous service number and will end with the initial letter without the initial hyphen. Pensioners and persons receiving a survivor's pension whose service number begins with the number 8 will be registered in the same logical way. Furthermore, the Minister of Public Service and Administrative Reform wishes to emphasize that this change in the format of the service number shall affect neither the career nor the salary of state workers. Out of Cameroon, Senegal and Chad have reacted strongly to remarks by French President Emmanuel Macron about African countries being ungrateful over France's role in helping fight militant jihadist insurgencies. On Monday, Macron said the Sahel states forgot to thank France for its role amid the continuing withdrawal of French troops from West African countries. In response, Chad's Foreign Minister Abderrahmane Koulibaly said Macron's comments had revealed his contempt for Africa. That ends the bulletin with Moki Edwin Kinzuka. CRTV's afternoon edition continues with Patience Wingo.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRTV's afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
Good afternoon once more, and thanks for joining us. President Paul Biya has pledged his support to defense and security forces in their efforts to pacify the far north, northwest and southwest regions. While commending the population for their collaboration, the head of state reiterated his call for fighters to drop their weapons and join the DDR centers. Our political desk editor, Alban Jembonde, examines the president's insight on security.
As President of the Republic, he vowed to protect the territorial integrity of Cameroon and ensure the welfare of its citizens. Mindful of the internal and external security context, it is no surprise that President Paul Biya began his State of the Nation's address, and so for the first 6.5 minutes, to address security concerns facing Cameroon, remaining consistent in his support to the army for its loyalty to the institutions, the administration for its dedication to serve, and the population who never bargain for violence for the collaboration they are offering to defense and security forces. Such encouragements cannot be undermined, for experience has proven that where collaboration has been frank and sincere, there is a relatively more rapid return to peace and normalcy, a trend which led to the annihilation of the Boko Haram insurgency in the far north. In towns like Nkambe and Kumba, divisions like Menchum and Kupemanenguba, it is pleasing to see children going to school and activities picking steam again. Through the synergy of efforts of the population, traditional and religious authorities, the administration and defense and security forces, a significant number of ex-fighters have dropped their weapons and now enjoy the services offered by the DDR centers. President Paul Biya counts on such good faith to keep the peace, unity and stability of the entire country intact before, during and after the presidential election, knowing fully well that when peace reigns, it profits everyone. But when there is anarchy, It profits no one.
Albert Njiembonde. The National DDR Committee has so far disarmed and demobilized over 4,000 ex-fighters, giving many a new lease on life through training and reintegration. Recently, these efforts took a major step forward with the reintegration of over 7,000 Boko Haram ex-fighters in Meri, Diamare Division of the Far North Region, and the reception of an ultra-modern DDR center in Meme, Mayo Sava Division. Rita Yosenbaum in the following report looks at giant strides made in the reintegration of ex-fighters.
Over 4,000 ex-fighters are currently accommodated in Cameroon's DDR centers. According to statistics from the National DDR Committee, the Bamenda Center in the Northwest Region accommodates 519 residents. The Boya Center in the Southwest Region hosts close to 600 residents. Meanwhile, the DDR centers in the Far North Region hold the largest population with close to 3,000 individuals. Recently, these efforts took a major step forward in Meri Diamare Division of the Far North Region, where more than 700 former Boko Haram fighters were officially reintegrated into society. Speaking in Pidgin English, the ex-fighters have expressed gratitude to the government for their reintegration kit, stating they would never return to the bushes.
My name is Sali Abba. I'm happy to governor or give us materials.
My name is Mahama Patek. Thank you very, very much for President Kolbia. He give us plenty something.
Bukar Madi, very happy for government. It's where we came. He don't help us. We chop with many things. We thank God for them.
To the National Coordinator of the DDR Committee, Fayengo Francis, the reintegration marks not only a fresh start for the ex-fighters, but also a milestone for the DDR Committee.
The ex-fighters themselves coming in, the populations have been assisting us increasingly in our information, in our sensitization campaign. When you take 2024 and you take 4 or 5 years before, we've gone a long, long distance.
An ultra-modern DDR center in Meme Mayo Sava Division was also inaugurated and will gradually accommodate former Boko Haram associates still undergoing de-radicalization. Since its inception, the DDR program has supported over 5,000 ex-fighters, providing training, skills, and hope for reintegration. As the calls grow for those still armed to surrender, the committee remains focused on building sustainable peace.
Rita Yosenbaum reporting. While saluting the efforts made to promote the reintegration and socialization of ex-fighters, the head of state emphasized the need for those still carrying weapons to drop them. Take a listen.
It can never be overemphasized that the separatist cause championed by these purportedly enlightened beings is doomed to failure. Cameroon will remain one and indivisible. Such is the wish of the overwhelming majority of our compatriots. This is the very essence of the mandate given to me, and I will never fail to deliver it. I take this opportunity to remind the members of these armed bands that the nation is still reaching out to them. I urge them once again to take up the offer of peace that has been made to them and to lay down their weapons. Hundreds of their comrades have already joined the disarmament, demobilization and reintegration centers and have been trained in different trades for their easy social integration.
You were listening to the head of state speech selected for us by Albert Njiembonde. On to one of our other headline stories, the Apostolic Nuncio to Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea, Monsignor Avelino Betancourt, has met with the Minister of Territorial Administration in an audience granted him. And this was in Yaoundé today. After reviewing the happenings in Cameroon and the Vatican, the two personalities saluted the relations between the two countries. Here is an excerpt of José Avelino Betancourt, captured for us by Albert Njiembonde.
I would like to thank the minister for receiving me today in this framework of the new year. Give me this opportunity to present the best wishes of the Holy Father, Pope Francis, for himself personally, as well as for the nation of the Cameroon. And we're able to share the wonderful, exceptional relations that exist between Cameroon and the Holy See. This is a very special year for us in the Catholic Church. It's a jubilee year. It's a holy year. It's the year of grace. And as you know very well, since I've arrived here a year and a half ago, I have given myself totally to the service of peace. It is something that I've invested myself personally in. So here we are at the beginning of the new year, looking with a lot of optimism to this year and to the many graces that it will bring.
You were listening to an excerpt of an interview of His Excellency Jose Avelino Betancourt there. In the meantime, the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atanganji, also received two other diplomats, that is the United States Ambassador to Cameroon and the U.S. High Commissioners of Canada and that of Great Britain in his office today. We shall be bringing you updates of those meetings in our subsequent news editions. And on to something else now. Cameroonian-born Eugene Sobgui, a professor of medicine specialized in endocrinology and diabetes, is now a member of the French National Medical Academy. The honor was awarded him recently in France in the course of an official ceremony. Vanessa Woodnang Snamung, in this report, talks of how this distinction was bestowed on him. We shall be having Vanessa Woodnang Snamung in our subsequent news editions. And we now take you elsewhere. Cameroon members in charge of organizing the 59th edition of Youth Day have met in Yaoundé to assess the level of preparedness with less than a month remaining before the event activities begin. The second preparatory meeting, which brought together stakeholders from the youth sector, served as an opportunity for the youth sector to actually discuss issues of national importance with the Minister of Youth Affairs, Mununa Futso, and this to remind the commission members to carry out their duties diligently. We have details with Colette Jani.
After the first preparatory meeting of last December 4, the different commission members met with the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futso, to present to him what they have done so far in preparation towards the 59th edition of the Youth Day in Cameroon.
Fatimatu Yawa Osmano, I am heading the Commission of Youth Associations and Youth Movement and National Youth Camp. We're going to start in the month of January with the Cameroonian Youth Dialogue Platform from the 28th of January to the 30th, organize the Cameroon National Youth Camp. And it will be from the 6th to the 8th of February 2025, whereby we're going to have young people from all the 10 regions of Cameroon and also some from the diaspora that are going to participate of this important event. And we're going to have the youth village and many other activities that will be organized at the local level.
An apparently satisfied youth and civic education minister, Mununa Futso, with the different presentations. He congratulated the commission members for the background work done so far. He, however, reminded them not to relent their efforts and give the commemoration the grandeur it deserves as Cameroon prepares to celebrate and recognize the potentials of the youths in the development of the country.
Youth Affairs and Civic Education Minister Mununa Futso, during his opening at the second preparatory meeting for the 59th edition of the Youth Day, highlighted the importance of team spirit. Take a listen.
The purpose of today's working session is to assess the progress made in the preparations of the celebrations, the presentations of which will be made by the various heads of the technical commissions and will be enriched by the heads of partner organizations, structures, and administrations. This meeting is an opportunity for us to take steps to ensure that all the activities selected in keeping with the political, economy and socio-cultural backdrop, achieve excellent results and finally validate the drafts of the National Harmonized Program to be transmitted to the top hierarchy.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
The governor of the Far North region has sanctioned the controlled hunting of a lone elephant that had been wreaking havoc in Kalfu, located in the Mayo Danite region. The decision comes after the elephant caused significant damage to local crops and property. In the following report, Sylvester Temkeng says the local population has expressed relief, hailing the move as a necessary step to prevent further destruction.
One of the stray elephants on the prowl in Kalfu, Mayo Danite Division of the Far North Region, went on rampage, wreaking heavy damage on crops and homes, with the local population at risk. In the face of this, the population has been devising ways to avert danger from the roaming elephants.
The technique we are using is to play drums and post leads to chase away the elephants. If we leave them, they would destroy all our farms.
We use the vuvuzela and other instruments to chase them away, especially at night.
We have also lauded the efforts of local authorities.
I am very happy with the efforts of the administration to kill one of the elephants. I have my share of the meat already, and I'm enjoying it with my family. We are happy for their action.
With the recent announcement by Far North Governor Mija Waba Gari authorizing the killing of one of the stray elephants, local wildlife officials, administrative and traditional authorities are currently on the field brainstorming on how to implement further measures to avert hunger and save lives and property. Marwa, Sylvester Temkeng, CRTV.
A devastating fire broke out at the Mimoman neighborhood in Yaoundé at a wood depot in that place. And this was last night, and it completely consumed the facility. While no fatalities have been reported, the financial losses from the fire are estimated to be in millions of franc CFA. Anne Omweko of CRTV Center has updates.
The fire outbreak that began at about 10 p.m. Tuesday ravaged the entire Terminus Mimoman wood deposit, leaving many totally helpless. Stefan Bay is a victim.
Fire started falling and sparked from an electric pole at the roadside and extended to the shops. We alerted firefighters who arrived a few minutes past 10 p.m. Nobody died, but I have lost millions. It is more than me.
Joint efforts of the population helped to reduce the flames. On the site, authorities are present to encourage and comfort of victims. Elvis Akondi is the divisional officer of Yaoundé 4.
The elements of the fire brigade, they did a very good job. They tried to reduce, circumscribe the fire just within this area. I've come with the technicians of post of Yaoundé 4 so that we can evaluate the damages. I want to tell them to remain calm. We think that the major cause could be short circuit.
Although there was no human loss, damages have been assessed in millions. Authorities have opened investigations to determine the exact cause of the fire outbreak. Anne Omeko reporting from CRTV Center.
And we stay in human interest. In Betwa East region, many residents have been relying on the receipts of their national identity cards for years. As a result, these receipts often become torn or faded over time. During his end-of-year address to the nation, President Paul Biya acknowledged this issue and suggested potential solutions. Our reporter, Bennett Akume Ondua, spoke to several Betwa citizens who expressed relief and hope that things would get better following the head of state's message.
The declaration for the effective production of national ID cards for the thousands of Cameroonians in need this 2025 comes at a time when city dwellers go through various challenges due to the lack of ID cards. President Paul Biya, in his end-of-year speech to the nation, has promised to bring a lasting solution to the situation. Marie Law Avom, Betwa City Dweller.
We are all happy because everything will go smoothly.
Roland Sone Edike, complains of how difficult it gets to maintain the ID card received in good condition for a long period of time.
The LSPC is very fragile. The information there has wiped. Whenever I'm traveling, I encounter a lot of problems because it cannot even recognize my face.
Nina recounts how she ends up in a police cell after unfortunately washing off her ID card receipt while doing laundry.
When I was heading to the road to go get milk for my baby, the policemen were on patrol and I was caught.
These and more are the challenges faced by citizens in Betwa who are hopeful for a lasting solution to the problem of ID cards. Betwa, Benetta Kameondua, CLTV.
Now, this press release from the Ministry of Public Service and Administrative Reform. It reads, the Minister of Public Service and Administrative Reform, who is also chairman of the Joint Ministerial Committee in charge of assisting the service provider, monitoring and supervising the project to implement the personnel and payroll management application software, dubbed EGLE, hereby informs state workers of the change in the format of their service numbers. The aim of this change is to harmonize the two current service number formats into a single one while resolving the problem of overuse of their ranges and preserving the same generation algorithm. The new wider range of service numbers has the advantages or advantage of covering existing and future state workers for a minimum of 50 years, and as a result, with the new structure, service numbers that begin with a digit and end with a letter will now begin with zero, followed by the six digits of the previous service number and end with the same letter without the initial hyphen. Service numbers beginning with a letter will now be preceded by the number one, followed by the six digits of the previous service number and will end with the initial letter without the initial hyphen. For example, service number 764210-U becomes 076-4210-U. Service number U hyphen 6 or 764210 becomes 176-4210-U. Pensioners and persons receiving a survivor's pension whose service numbers begin with the number 8 will be registered in the same logical way. For instance, service number 812367-X becomes 881-2367-X. Furthermore, the Minister of Public Service and Administrative Reform wishes to emphasize that this change in the format of the service numbers shall affect neither the career nor the salary of state workers. This is signed, Joseph Le. Now in sports, the president of the Cameroon Paralympic Committee has promised that Cameroonian para-athletes will participate in all Paralympic Games qualifiers so that they can secure many tickets for the 2028 Games in Los Angeles, USA. Jean-Jacques Ndoudoumou made the statement after he was re-elected by the General Assembly of the committee at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex for another four-year mandate. Harrison Ashu Tiku reports.
In the build-up to the 2028 Paralympic Games in Los Angeles, USA, the Paralympic Committee of Cameroon is poised to ensure that they don't only qualify the best para-athletes in the country for the event, but also to take athletes who will win medals for Cameroon in several disciplines. To achieve these objectives, the new executive bureau of the committee under the president-elect Jean-Jacques Ndoudoumou has been tasked to take para-sport to schools and the 10 regions of the country so as to detect and develop raw talents. They have also already mapped out a plan of action as underlined by Jean-Jacques Ndoudoumou.
We will have a seminar before the end of March, regrouping all actors of the movement in order to harmonize our interventions. Secondly, we will have precise programs of preparation, and we will try to participate to all competitions to permit us to obtain qualification. In Los Angeles, we want to have an honorable procession and to obtain medal, because two times we passed near the podium.
For the 2025-2028 Olympiad to be a success, the Paralympic Committee is counting on the full collaboration and engagement of the four federations as well as the moral and financial support of the government.
And as you heard in the headlines, the staff of the CRTV Sports and Entertainment Channel has been urged to uphold objectivity in their reporting and produce programs that capture the diverse challenges and aspirations of all Cameroonians. Ibrahim Sharif, the central director for TV, who was speaking on behalf of the director general of CRTV, made the comments during an exchange forum held today at the CRTV production house in Bala 2. The forum served as a platform to review the channel's 2024 programming and discuss plans for 2025. Reporter Ben Collins Nweberuo brought back this excerpt of an interview of Mr. Ibrahim Sharif. Take a listen.
The initiative is welcomed because it's the first time we have this evaluation, which makes us proud of what we have seen on CRTV Sports and Entertainment during 2024. And our ambition is to have the means so that in 2025, we have almost, let's say, the same activities and satisfy the Cameroonian public. The message of the Director General is work, work, and work for the purpose of satisfying the Cameroonian public.
Now to end CRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our main headline. President Paul Biya vows to end security crisis and urges armed groups to lay down arms and embrace peace. Up next is a news summary of the news in the French language with Prisca Njeng Mengolo. I have been Patience Wingo for presentation.
Bon après-midi. Sécurité et ordre public, le président de la République du Cameroun, Paul Biya, continue de faire de l'unité et de la sérénité des Camerounais des valeurs essentielles à préserver et à consolider, en encourageant dans son message à la nation les forces actives sur le terrain, tout en décourageant les initiatives destructrices ou déstabilisatrices. Le chef de l'État rappelle à tous que rien ne prospère sans calme et quiétude. Le ministre de l'administration territoriale a reçu cet après-midi à Yaoundé le nonce apostolique au Cameroun et en Guinée équatoriale. Son Excellence José Avelino Batencourt et Paul Atangandi ont passé en revue la coopération entre le Cameroun et le Saint-Siège. Autre point au cœur des échanges, les sujets d'actualité au Cameroun et au Vatican. Le Cameroun honoré par l'Académie nationale de médecine de France. Le professeur Eugène Somgui a été admis hier mardi comme membre de cette prestigieuse institution française. Auteur de 280 publications, le clinicien occupe actuellement le poste de directeur de l'Organisation des soins et de la technologie sanitaire au ministère de la Santé publique. Conflit homme-éléphant, le gouverneur de la région de l'extrême nord vient d'autoriser la battue administrative d'un pachyderme solitaire qui détruit les cultures et les biens des populations dans l'arrondissement de Kalfou, dans le Mayo-Danaï. Une bonne nouvelle pour les populations de cette partie du pays. Pour terminer en sport, MTN Elite One, 7e journée du championnat. Les clubs seront de sortie le week-end prochain. Sur les 6 matchs au menu, 4 duels attirent particulièrement les regards. Il s'agit des oppositions Canon du Yaoundé, Coton Sport du Garoua, Colombe du Diaye Lobo, Bamboutos de Bouda, Astre de Douala, Panthère d'Undé, Ayant Sport Academy, Gazelle Football Academy. Madame, Monsieur, c'était le condensé du Tripième. Merci de l'avoir suivi. Bonne suite des programmes sur le poste national de la CIRC TV.